we have someone on the line that said we got to talk to Jessica in Peoria. And I was telling the show how I went to the doctors for one thing on my hand. And then while I was there, he's like, well, let's give you your prostate exam while you're here because we got to check that out. I'm like, oh, what the hell?
Gotcha. Yeah,
he really did.
I want you to watch my hand, not yours. I call him Dr. Knuckles. Big Knuckles.
I hate that, by the way. I hate Dr. Knuckles.
I think I took his wedding ring.
Okay, Joey.
I get it.
No, he got it. Oh, I got it. All right, let's talk to Jessica. I guess she went to the doctors for one thing, and they told her something else while she was there. So, Jess, what you got?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Well, I had a little bit of a surprise a couple of years ago that I thought I'd share.
Okay.
Are you all familiar with a cryptic pregnancy?
Is that the opposite of a blood? Are you in a gang life?
Okay.
You got a little crip?
That's funny. This guy's good.
He's good.
I have no idea what it is.
What is that?
No, it's so when someone can actually be pregnant but be completely unaware of it until it's happening.
This is like one of my biggest fears.
Wait, what?
I think I see. Wasn't there like a TV show or something about that where...
Yeah,
you find out you're having a baby when you're having the baby.
Mm-hmm. I think it was called like I didn't know I was pregnant. Literally straightforward.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was that you?
That was me.
What?
About 6 years ago. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I went for just like kind of a regular checkup. I had been like kind of having cramps lately, but I happened to have a scheduled like regular checkup, and turned out well. I was going into labor.
What the hell?
Oh my gosh, those cramps were contractions?
Yeah.
Oh, so, hell no.
Genuinely terrifying. Wasn't sure how that was all going to go. I had been seeing someone for a while, and luckily he took it wonderfully. He was so supportive and helped, you know, keep me somewhat sane with, you know, just insane news. And 6 years later, we're still together and we have a beautiful, beautiful little girl.
Well, yep, that's good to hear.
That was happening regardless. Sounds like, okay.
Yeah.
So this whole time you were pregnant and didn't know it, obviously. Were you boozing it up? Were you doing like partying and...
No, I mean, I'm not a huge like drinker in general. I probably had like definitely more than the recommended amount.
None. You were the other.
Dude, that is crazy.
Nothing too crazy. Luckily, think whatever power you believe in.
Right. Sienna, can you imagine if you went into labor today of all the stuff and the party you've done in the past 8 months?
I know. I would be so worried for the child I'm going to give birth to. But also just imagine the reality of going to the hospital and then the next day you have to, or however many days you stay in the hospital. I don't know. I've never given birth. Of when you come home, you have a new life to take care of and just being so unprepared.
Yeah.
No crib. No car seat.
Completely. Completely unprepared. Not to mention, like, we had about a bajillion panic attacks about how we were going to financially
handle
this.
And how did you have, like, a lot of family support and friend support?
Yeah, luckily, I mean, my parents have always wanted grandkids. So
okay.
Don't they all?
In a way, it kind of got them off my back. They were very excited.
But you weren't trying to get pregnant, right? Because I Googled it.
No, I was not.
Okay, because it does say you can have false negative at-home pregnancy tests. And this is, Joey, this is way more common than I would have thought. 1 in 2,500 pregnancies go through this.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's a lot more than I thought. I thought this is like, that is just so crazy to me. You just literally go home and then, how many days were you in the hospital? Were you there for like a couple of days and then they sent you home?
Yeah, I was in there for like, it was probably like 15, 16 hours of labor.
Oh, okay.
So I was in there for like 2 days, both before and during labor. And then I was there for another, I don't know, a couple days after that.
Yeah, they had to start that GoFundMe. We need bibs. We need diapers. We need it this morning.
Now.
I can't even imagine getting the call of, like, I'm your dad. And what?
Yeah.
Like, you've just had a baby. Okay, I have so many wonders here. So they say you're having a baby. You're going into labor. Do you have an opportunity to call your mom, I need you, And does she believe you? Does she, like, hang up the phone like you're playing a prank? Or does she rush to the hospital? Like, who was in the room with you?
They initially thought I was pranking them, of course. Because what on earth?
Right.
And then they really, for a long time, even, like, probably a couple months into the baby being born, was that they thought that I had just hid it from them. Until it was happening. So they were like kind of met. I mean, they came and they were supportive and everything, but they were kind of passive aggressive, you know, not right. the whole time, but every once in a while they'd get like kind of touchy about it.
Yeah.
The first couple months. And then I think I finally, I don't know, convinced them.
Right. They're walking around like, yeah, we had more time and a heads up. I would have bought a nicer crib.
Get over it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for real.
Well, I'm glad to hear 6 years later, you're a little healthy baby girl and everything is good. You're still with her father.
Yes.
Nice.
Wow, Sienna is the one in 2,500. Look at you go.
I know. Jokingly, I'm like, why is this ideal? So that way I don't feel any of the symptoms and my belly doesn't grow and I won't get stretch marks.
Unbelievable.
But then to just, like I said earlier, go to the hospital and come out with a brand new baby. Oh my gosh, I would spiral so hard because becoming a new mom, a new parent.
Because there's girls out the door lined up to give birth. So it's like, all right, there you go. There's a wheelchair. Get out. Get in the car. Figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, at least it's a happy ending.
Yeah, for real. It could have been the total opposite.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you for sharing that story.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It's a lot worse.
Yeah.
For sure.
And what's your beautiful daughter's name?
Her name's Lydia.
Lydia. Nice.
Oh, pretty.
Yeah.
Did you always like that name, or is it named after somebody, or?
I have always liked that name, and also, like, I had a friend in, like, elementary school named Lydia, but, we don't really, like, talk anymore, but I just have always liked that.
Lydia. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for sharing the story, love.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. That is crazy. How do you feel, Sienna?
That is one of my biggest fears. Imagine, gosh, the things I would put my body through and then 9 months, boom, I have to have a baby.
Ivan would be thrilled, oddly enough.
I know. The only part I would kind of be okay with is the fact I wouldn't have any symptoms. But other than that, finding out you're pregnant when you go to the hospital and then you take the baby home the next day.
And the night before, you were at Sana.
That's what I'm saying. The things I put my body through for those 9 months, my poor child.
Getting thrown up in the air, you know, World Cup style. Gosh.
Drinking tequila and all those tacos you took down. I was like, oh, damn, my baby's hungover.
I know, it's coming out hungover.
Ladies, get checked out often, all right?
Yes.
You make sure that's not happening.
Don't need that.